Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joe DeLuca is a real estate appraiser who loves homemade food. He's come to the Boston Food Swap and is happy finally to have a place to share his specialty.
I spent basically the better part of a year making jam, and I have cupboards full of jam, and I wasn't really sure what to do with it.
So the food swap was a perfect solution. Here is how it works. Let's say you'd like a jar of Joe's lime marmalade. You write your name on a list, then you'll also put what food item you've brought to swap. And then?
1, 2, 3, swap, go.
First-time food swapper Trisha Schwartz grabs her stash. A few parcels with half a dozen duck eggs.
I have a list of 7 people here who say they want the duck eggs, and so I'm going to look and see who I want stuff from, and I'm going to go over and see if they're there to swap with now.
There's no need for money at a food swap. Like in prehistoric times, food is exchanged for food. Or in swap terms, you might get what Trisha got.
So I got focaccia, lemon butter, toffee, graham crackers, zucchini bread, mozzarella cheese, and the sweet potato peanut soup. I scored.
But food swapping doesn't mean that you always get what you want, especially if there isn't that much of what you want. That's what's happened to Kendra Nordin.
I didn't get my number one pick, which was the lime marmalade. Kind of disappointing, but I got a couple of surprise swaps. Like, I wasn't expecting to get strawberry jam, which is great. It was just made in June.
For Trisha, there's another reason these events have become so popular the past few months.
The whole food movement is just getting so big, where people are looking for alternatives to the grocery store and the industrial food system, and really looking at how they can get local stuff and do it themselves. And so we're all just a big support group.
Contrary to a farmer's market, the swaps are more about community building and experimenting with food, says Lynn Huckabee, one of the organizers in Boston.
Here, there's almost a little bit more of a gamble in that people like to try new things. And so, yeah, something can go completely flat, but at the same time, like, people might try something that's really exciting and really different. That so we actually really get to experience the newest, exciting, most fun stuff.
Fun stuff like lime marmalade. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anna Almeling.